Play it, Jimmy. 9:34 on the Wake Up Zone at 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, Kevin off today, our producer Jonathan Schaefer. And let's bring in our friend Chris Lee from VandySports.com. Chris, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I will just, I'll hand it off to you. You've learned more about Malcolm Turner's, you know, what was involved in what fueled his ouster as Vanderbilt Athletics Director. And I guess we can say profligate spending, you know, was at the center of a lot of it. But what else have you learned about this?
Well, let me put it this way. I still think I stand by what I said originally, that a lot of money was misspent and a lot of it could have been avoided. And again, the common denominator in all this is always Vanderbilt. You know, you could have hired, if you're Vandy, an AD who knows how to do these things, doesn't need consultants, so on and so forth, okay? So from that starting point, they got a guy who needed all that stuff. And did he come in and do some things that I think were inappropriate? Yeah, I still stand by that. But David Williams spent some money on some stuff, too, at times. It wasn't always things that benefited the AD. And that happens at that campus all the time. They love to preach fiscal responsibility. But the message you learn as you dive deeper is that's okay for those people, but not us. And that's the picture that I'm starting to get. And it's very selective. And when Malcolm started to really push things, and again, there's a lot of things that Malcolm did wrong, and maybe people weren't treated as well, but I think the genesis of this was that Malcolm pushed, and that's where the blowback came, and there's a spirit inside that place that doesn't want sports to get too big and too out of control, and I think that is the genesis behind what has happened.
If Nick Zeppos were still the chancellor, would this be a different story?
You know, this is the craziest thing I think I've ever said, but I think that's probably accurate.
Candace Story Lee, upon being named the interim AD, said that we will be fiscally responsible. And you know, I don't want to get into name calling or whatever, but it strikes me as a little disingenuous when she knew what was going on with Turner, and apparently there didn't seem to be a whole lot of oversight. Am I correct here?
Well, and some would say she was in on some of the decisions too.
So where does that take us? Maybe there doesn't have to be some accountability, but there certainly seems to be some hypocrisy, you know, going on in that area of the university if all of this happened.
Mark, you hit hypocrisy wherever you turn. Either how can 1 minute misspending millions of dollars allegedly be wrong and not be stopped? And now some of the things that have been whispered to me, they're not things that I have liberty to speak about yet because I just can't do that. It would finger some people, I think. But some of the whispers about what's going to be cut are ridiculous. I mean, and you can't 1 minute sit by and let millions of dollars get spent, and the next minute, your AD may not have a pot to pee in. I mean, if you were trying to run the AD responsibly and make sure your team succeed, there is tension that you can spot in a half second between those two things. That's number one. Number two, again, one of the biggest complaints I heard was consultants. So, A, what are you doing as an AD and as a university? If your AD needs all these consultants, and by the way, nobody put a stop to those, okay? So are you helping him do his job? A, if he needs it, then why did you hire him in the first place? B, if that was unnecessary, why didn't you stop it? And C, what does that say about the people around you in that athletic department that he inherited, that they need that many consultants, that he doesn't know what he's doing? Did nobody offer to help? Did people not know what to do? I mean, Mark, you just run into a dead end everywhere you look.
All right, so where are we gonna see this see these cutbacks or see this belt tightening? Does Jerry Stackhouse go from 13 assistants to 11? Does Derek Mason get squeezed? Do we see it in again the slowdown or total lack of facility upgrades? Where do you think we're gonna see this?
Well, I'm hearing some things specifically that will hurt basketball. I don't want to get into those just yet. I do think that the staff will be addressed after the season. But again, you know, they were there to let that happen. So crying foul about it now, there's a sense of hypocrisy in that. You know, some of the things that are coming, like people said that Turner's spinnings was for show. Some of the stuff that I've heard might be around the pike. It sounds like a lot of the same thing. Like the university could fund certain things that they're supposedly not going to fund from what people are telling me. And so now, again, it's where do you focus the picture and how do you prop people up and those sorts of things.
Well, Chris, with Chris Lee, I guess with all that being said, then I guess we're not going to see any upgrades to the football as well as basketball no time soon, right?
Well, I think there will be. There was a presentation to the board last week, and again, this is where the timing gets curious. Candace Story Lee got to lead that one just in the nick of time and demonstrate before the board and speak about it and take credit for a lot of things that were done. But frankly, I think most of those things were done by Malcolm Turner and his people. I think there's going to be a building in the end zone that is going to be kind of like what you see at other places, like Mississippi State, Wake Forest, Wyoming are three that come to mind, where you've got some locker rooms and some things for athletes and maybe some lounges and stuff like that. And then there's going to be a connector to Memorial, so basketball ties into it, I would presume, in some way. I don't know just how yet. So something has been done, but my question is, do they stop there? Do they continue pushing on? And maybe more importantly, will they do anything for the fans? Because it's easy to sell stuff that benefits students. When you start talking about fans, I just don't think people in that administration really care. And that's kind of my next question is, where does this go?
What do you think of what's going to happen with the AD situation? Will they be interviewing other potential ADs, or are they just kind of hold pat a little bit and see how this plays out with Candace?
Well, I think that's yet to be determined. An announcement has not been made. I asked Candace about that directly at the press conference last week. What have your conversations been like regarding the interim tag? What's the timeline on interviews? Things like that. She deflected all those questions. So I really don't think we know at this point.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Think there's any way Derek Mason's name gets into the Colorado coaching search?
Oh, I think it's there already, but you know how those things work too.
Very good. Well, Chris, again, good work. And we'll get back to you if there are any updates.
Until the next time.
Yes, always informative. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, look, this thing is not stopped. You always have a sense of when things don't add up. That's kind of where I've been. That's what got me kind of out in front of the Turner story to begin with. That's kind of gotten me to where I am now, and I don't think this is a dead end. I think this is a place where people need to start asking questions and keep digging. And I think most of all, that would apply to Vanderbilt itself.
All right. Well, good work. And we'll speak to you down the line, bud.
Thank you.
All right. That's Appreciate Chris it. Lee from VandySports.com. Pretty interesting, man. You know, is somebody going to take the hit for this? I mean, that's the question you got to ask. And everybody's passing the buck. And it's easy to blame Malcolm Turner because he's not there anymore. So, you know, we always like to say, in many cases, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. And I don't think Malcolm Turner did all that spending, without, getting at least the green light to some degree from administration. Anyway, on the other side, we will close out the show. Top of the hour, of course, the midday 180, 943 on the Wake Up Zone and 104.5 The Zone.